Oh, yes, it is about that time. It is game day, game night. Sixers are back. The 2018-19 campaign is set to get underway. 8 o'clock tip right here on 97.5. The Fanatic, what's going on, y'all? Devon Givens broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, and we always enjoy football season. It's a great time when it's NFL kickoff week, certainly when the Eagles are kicking off as the defending Super Bowl champions. But we've all been waiting for this too, especially after a 52-win season for the boys last year as they advanced to the second round, only to fall five games in second round against the Boston Celtics. We got it. That's their opponent tonight. They get back at it with those guys. The rivalry is back. The rivalry is renewed. They both appear to be in the top four of the Eastern Conference, as most people would predict in terms of who is going to come out of the East. As Mike was talking about for a lot of the show, it's going to be the Boston Celtics that are going to lead the way for the Eastern Conference supremacy here in the East, with Cleveland now basically done, with LeBron James out there on the West Coast with the Los Angeles Lakers. But right now, it's the Boston Celtics, in my opinion, Toronto Raptors, 76ers, and then a field of others, Milwaukee, Indiana, etc., etc., on and on and on. Those teams are going to be really good as well, and they're going to give you some good competition. There's a nice balance in the Eastern Conference. But at the top three, I think those are the three teams that are going to stand out, and we get to see two of them tonight. And one of them, of course, is your hometown 76ers. So we have 2 hours here for us tonight. We start now, heading until 8 o'clock, tip-off with Brian Seltzer, starting off with the pregame right around 7:50. Tom McGinnis on the game call, 8 o'clock. So let's give out the numbers right now, 610-632-0975. As I want to talk to you guys about what you expect from this basketball team this season. We're coming off, again, a 52-win winning season, unexpected for a lot of us. I remember I had them somewhere in that 7-8 seed in the low 40s, and they exceeded my expectations big time by getting to 52. And right now, when I look at this season, I look at it's going to be a tough one. I don't see a winning streak like they had with the 16-game winning streak that they had to close out the season. As great as that was, there were a lot of things going in their favor. Not only were they playing well themselves, but they also played against a bunch of dogs, if you will, who were trying to tank and solidify their draft position for the 2018 NBA draft, with a lot of nice talent at the top, and the top was certainly in the lottery overall. And right now, with this team, I'm looking at 50. And I want to start off with Ben Simmons before we get to Markelle Fultz. And I know Chris is already on the line. He wants to talk Fultz. We'll get to him. But I want to start off with Ben Simmons and some of my expectations. So I have them as a 50-win team, first of all, to start. A lot of you won't like it. I get it. It's still good. They're still going to be in the top three, in my opinion. We can talk about that. I have 50. What do you have? Now, my expectations. 50-win team. I expect them to get to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs and unfortunately fall again, because they will have to match up as a three seed, most likely with the number two seed, Toronto Raptors, who I think have gotten better with the addition of Kawhi Leonard. DeMar DeRozan was a very talented player, as we all know, an all-star multiple times over, but I think Toronto gets better with Kawhi Leonard. He does some really good things for them. The versatile player that he is overall, to go along with Kyle Lowry and the rest of the group that they have, that nice bench unit, they're going to be a tough matchup. And I just don't see right now, today, as the Sixers beating that Toronto Raptors team in the second round. I could be wrong. You know I hope I'm wrong. But that's what I see right now as we get started for the campaign that gets underway starting at 8 o'clock here on the Fanatic. Ben Simmons, for me, I'll start with him. I need him to have an all-star level type season, which I think he will. I think he will go out there and average close to a triple-double every night, pretty much like we saw. The numbers will elevate just a tad bit from what he posted a season ago. Now, we all know he was fantastic for the 76ers, winning Rookie of the Year, and everybody jumped on the Donovan Mitchell bandwagon. Obviously, it was a big-time deal with what he did out there in the West Coast with the Utah Jazz. But Ben Simmons was no slouch. Last season, Ben Simmons for the Philadelphia 76ers was phenomenal. When you look at his stats from last season, Ben Simmons averaged 15.8 points per game, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility for him to up that number to 19 points, 9 boards, and stay at that 8 assists, still flirting with that triple-double. The number, everybody's focused on the jump shot, as we all want him to do. We want him to shoot it. He's not going to do it yet, all right? He's not going to do it until he's comfortable. So as much as we want it to happen, and as much as they got the taste of the playoffs where a smart defensive team like the Boston Celtics built that wall at the free throw line, we're going to have to see him adjust to that now. And the one thing that I wanted to see in the postseason was Brett Brown put Markelle Fultz or TJ McConnell in the game, have Ben Simmons off the ball from time to time to give them that option of cutting, roaming along the baseline, that hard cutting action to the basket where at times he can get that smaller defender pent on his hip down low and maybe get a dunk, maybe get a jump hook, maybe get a layup, or at from time to time, like he does, find an open player on a perimeter, J.J. Redick, Robert Covington at the time, Bellinelli and Ilyasova, to knock down the jumper. That's what I want to see. I want to see him getting to the basket, getting to the free throw line, and hitting the mid-range jumper. That's last for me, though. For me, it's getting to the basket and those free throws and increase that free throw percentage that he had last season. Last season, he shot 56% from the free throw line. Unacceptable, okay? That's unacceptable for a point guard who's going to have the ball in his hands a lot down the stretch, and teams will implore the hack-a-bin mentality if they want to keep themselves in the game. It might hurt some, it might help some. We saw it one time during the season where it hurt the opposite team because he made his free throws. But if he can up that free throw percentage dramatically from 56 to about 77, the Sixers will be in a great shape because they're not now only relying on him to inbound the ball and run away to the corner to get away from being fouled. But if he can knock down the free throw consistently, that's a good thing for the team overall. That's what I'm looking at with Ben. We all want him to shoot, but I'm not going to harp on it just yet because we know he's not going to shoot until he does it and gives us something to go off of. So I will take that 18, 9, and 8 and 77% from the free throw line if he can make that jump. We have plenty more to get to with Embiid and, of course, with Markelle Fultz, but that's what I wanted to start off with, my expectations, a 50-win season, third seed in the Eastern Conference, and also Ben Simmons to start 18-9-8. I need to up that free throw percentage to get things going. We're going to run this quick break, come right back, then we got 25 minutes commercial free to get the Chris, Shannon, Sean, Reg, Danny, one open phone line, 610-632-0975. Your expectations for the season, your win total. I give him 50. I know a lot of people want to say, Devon, you're crazy. Well, let's talk about it on the other side. Plus, what else you want to see from these guys starting tonight right here on The Fanatic?
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The NBA season is about to begin. The 76ers open the NBA season tonight at 8 p.m. in Boston against their rival Celtics. Hear every dunk.
He breaks free and jams it.
Every three.
J.J. Redick, 4 for 4 from beyond the arc.
And every win right here on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
Fast is crystal clear calls on the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like being able to join conference calls with one touch, without clumsy dial-ins and pins. And a Be Anywhere feature that lets you make and receive calls from any device and have them appear to be coming from your business line. Plus, over 30 other Comcast Business voice features to help improve productivity. For a limited time, save on an innovative voice solution and TV for your business when you get fast, reliable internet. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get any internet speed. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez from my favorite window company, Window Nation. Temperatures are falling fast, and that is a great reminder that your window, pun intended, for getting new windows installed before the holidays and snow hits, is closing. While most window companies are experiencing 12-week lead times, Window Nation can do it in less than half the time and save you half the money. Call today and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free. No limit. There is only one thing better than free windows. That's free financing. And for the next 2 weeks, Window Nation is offering no interest for 5 years. New windows now and no interest for 60 months. Call the window company that over 80,000 homeowners have already trusted and take advantage of this amazing offer now and get two windows free for every two windows you buy and 0% interest for 5 years. Visit WindowNation.com and save this winter and forever on your energy bills. Eliminate the nasty drafts and start enjoying all the benefits of new windows today. That's WindowNation.com or call 1-866-90-NATION today.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause. He's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a new ticket package you're going to love. It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of three different Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee, plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas Pack starts at just $55. You gotta hurry though, it's only available for three games in October and November. So go grab yours right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
This injury report is brought to you by Swartz Colleton. Get the money you deserve.
Birds coach Doug Peterson remained positive when discussing the bicep injury to left tackle Jason Peters. Peterson said, quote, early indication, I don't want to speculate too much, is positive. Kind of a day-to-day situation, and I've just got to wait and make sure that all of our information is accurate. Peters could be a game-time decision on Sunday versus Carolina.
Getting engaged? Then get ready for Benari Jewelers' extraordinary engagement ring and wedding band clearance event. Thursday through Saturday, October 18th through the 20th. You'll save up to 50% on the area's largest selection of designer diamond engagement rings and wedding bands with special no-interest financing available. That's Thursday through Saturday, the 18th through 20th, only at Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5, The Fanatic.
619-97 Father Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until tip-off right here as Sixers Celtics start the NBA season for the Philadelphia 76ers and just simply the NBA. They're the first game here, of course, on nationally televised games and, of course, here in Philadelphia on the radio, 97.5 The Fanatic. So make sure you just check that out right here after we're done. Brian Seltzer in the pregame, get things started. I'll take care of the postgame duties, and hopefully we're talking about a win. So, again, starting at 50 wins for me for the 76ers, still a third seed in the East, advancing to the second round. Tough matchup against Toronto. That's why I think things fall. Now, maybe some things happen overall with the season. Certain guys taking that next step. Obviously, with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, year number two, we finally get to see Markelle Fultz and not just a quick glance of him and see how he pans out. So there are a lot of things. He's in the starting lineup with those guys. The Celtics right now, who they're starting, it's very interesting, too, with a lot of the people that they have. When you look at Gordon Hayward returning, Kyrie Irving back from injury, Jason Tatum, Brown, and Horford, that's your starting five for the Boston Celtics. So what are your expectations for the Sixers this season? What is the expected win total for you? I'm going with 50. I started off with Ben Simmons as well. Expectation-wise, I need 18, 9 boards, 8 assists, 77% free throw instead of that measly, awful 56% from the free throw line for Ben Simmons last season. I don't think I'm asking too much. We'll get it in Embiid, Markelle Fultz. Chris wants to talk about him. And let's start off in Williamstown with Chris right here on 97.5. What's going on, Chris?
You know, Devon, today is a great day for us Sixers fans. And you know what? I'm going to live it up just like I know you will. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. You hit on something that I was kind of going to touch on. Hack a bend, right? See, here's the thing. What I saw in the preseason was I saw Brett Brown and the Sixers trying to get Markelle Fultz involved with bringing the ball up and having Ben be able to post up around the free throw line, even on the elbow of the free throw line, to where you could get him the ball where he needs, where he can dominate his player underneath the basket. And, I think that is going to be something that Brett Brown relies on heavily this year. Is that, you know, having Markelle Fultz back, having that guy that you hope could be that number one pick and go out there and ball like he did in his college days. Like, you know, that's what we brought him here for, to be a threat from the perimeter, but also to be able to, you know, make the passes when he needs to, drive the hoop and make that first step. Like, I've been big on I've been telling you about Markelle's first step. You know, I think that is going to be something that plays into him, being able to succeed in this league. Look, man, there's a lot of interesting dynamics on this team, starting with Markelle Fultz and it being able to put Ben, like I said, where he can play well and get those hook shots, those easy shots.
Real fast, yeah, Chris, what is your win total?
And, you know, I'm going to go 58, but can 58? They exceed that? Yeah. Can they exceed that? I expect them to.
Wow.
I really do. Because this team could be that good.
You start off with a bang. My goodness. Thanks for the call, Chris. 58 wins. Jeez, whoa. All right, 58 wins it is. There you go. All right, 58. That's some big-time confidence in the 76ers team. Not that I don't have confidence in them. I just think that the East is pretty good. They are better than a lot of the teams in the East. But some nights you're just not going to have it, and those teams are going to take some from you from time to time, plus the West Coast games, all of that. 58 wins for Chris from Williamstown. That's a big, huge number. 610-632-0975. As far as Markelle Fultz, when we look at him, I've said it all summer when we've talked about him extensively, 12 to 15. I'm not going to settle on a number with him, but 12 to 15 in that range is what I would like from him. But I want those bust out games where we get 20, 23, 25, because he has that type of skill level to do it. Now, when you talk about the outside shot, we know it's an uncertainty right now if he's going to be able to knock it down consistently. Kenny, we don't know. So right now we're going to say no, but it doesn't mean he cannot. And I don't, again, need him to stretch out to the three-point line until it's in the rhythm and flow of the game. Knock down that mid-range shot. Make those teams who are backing off from you a couple of feet have to come back up on you. As Chris said, use that great ability to dribble the basketball, get to the rim and finish consistently. One of the issues that he had when he did play in a few games was getting to the rim and not absorbing the contact, but kind of shying away from it and taking a bad angle on a basket that he could potentially have at the rim. We need more of that from him, where he takes that contact and does what he needs to do, finish, get to the free throw line, and consistently and confidently knock that down. That would only help with the confidence from the free throw line with everything else in that mid-range if that jumper starts to fall as well. 610-632-0975 plus. Yes, Ben Simmons off the ball with Markelle Fultz as that secondary ball handler on the floor. Of course it helps. And defensively, if he is active as we think he is, with him, Simmons, Covington, and Embiid, you have a foursome in your starting lineup. That's pretty good. I'm not trying to elevate anybody better than they actually are, but with the requisite skills that they have defensively, and I think a lot of people know that I believe Ben Simmons is a better defender than a lot of people gave him credit for a year ago. Thought he should have made one of the defensive teams at that point guard spot. They're going to give teams problems on the perimeter. They're going to give team problems, and I can't wait to see how that happens. So overall, everybody should balance things out. Markelle Fultz is starting tonight. J.J. Redick still remaining, coming off the bench. The word is, of course, Redick coming in the second half to start the game. Weird little wrinkle that Brett Brown has going there. We'll see how this thing plays out. Let's go to the phones in Delaware next. Danny, you're on 97.5. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm a little scared because of the Celtics, but I'm going to the home opener. I'll be honest with you. I'd rather win tonight and lose the home opener. I just can't stand the Celtics. I want to beat them so bad. But
I understand. This is my number one hated team in sports.
But I got a couple questions. Now, you probably don't want to hear this. I know probably mixed results, but Jimmy Butler today said he has eyes for the Sixers. Now, hear me out. If you could get him, because the price is obviously going down. I mean, they don't really have a lot of leverage right now. So if you could get him for, just say, Covington, one of our expiring deals, whether it be Wilson Chandler or whoever they want, and the Miami pick, I mean, you gotta at least think about that. Can you imagine the Feds being Fultz and Bead, Dario, Simmons, and Butler? That would be enough.
That,
in my eyes, that would beat the Celtics.
That
no
defensively
question about it.
Improves them offensively. It improves them because that gives them an outside threat who can score at every level on the floor. So he would certainly help things out, Danny. My only concern with Jimmy Butler, and again, if it was for the season, I got it. I just don't want to give him a 4-year contract because it's just too much stuff with him. And
Hold on, Dan.
I also have a problem with the amount of games that he misses. He misses entirely too many games for me to be able to feel like I can count on him. I don't think he's played over 75 games in a nice amount of season because the way that Tom Thibodeau runs things with those Chicago Bulls and now the Minnesota Timberwolves, they've all beaten down and have taken a step back with their play everyone that was a star on that team at some point. Now, maybe he won't, but we've seen it already where the amount of games missed is a problem for me, Danny. So I don't know that I want to give him a 4-year contract after, you know, the season is up this year if he was here.
Unless they get
deep into the playoffs, like you said, or maybe get to the NBA Finals, then maybe we would have a different conversation. But right now, on the surface, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I was only looking at it. I'm not giving up Dario or nothing crazy. I mean, if you could do a Covington expiring deal.
Yeah, see, they're not going to do that. They're going to want some talent back. Real fast, Dan, give me a number, win total.
I'm saying 54 because I think I like the young kids. I like Shamet and Gormez. I think they're going to help throughout the year.
You got it, Dan. Thanks for the call, man. 54 for Danny. Jimmy Butler, like him from afar. Always say it. Big fan from afar. Getting on my nerves now with this whole thing that's going on with Minnesota, but he is a very good player. He's a legitimate all-star, top 15 player, no doubt about it. I just don't want to give him 4 years after the season is done. And I know we've talked about it with other sports, whereas Le'Veon Bell or Manny Machado. We even spoke about it when Paul George and Jimmy Butler were seeming to be up for grabs a couple of years ago with the Pacers and the Bulls. It's just something about Jimmy Butler that kind of makes me take a step back and say, I'm good. He would help. He would help. It's just the 4 years afterwards. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 8. Sixers, Celtics start the season off. I can't. It's just fantastic. Brian Seltzer with the pregame right around 7:50. Your expectations for the season and prediction win total. I have 50. So far on the phones, Chris from Williamstown, 58. Danny from Delaware, 54. Let's see what Reginald in North Philly has for us tonight on the Fanatic. What's up, Reg?
Yes, I got 44.
Whoa.
Yep. I think they're a mediocre team, and what's going to happen is this. It's going to be like Ben Simmons. Well, not. I don't think he's improved his game at all. It's still going to be the same. Markelle Fultz, he can't shoot. I don't think he'll be able to shoot very well. And Covington, it can't play. Now, the only person that I think is going to be consistent is Embiid, because he plays defense and he can score. And because Ben Simmons and folks won't be able, and Covington is inconsistent, he will be shooting those long jump three-pointers.
No, I think they're going to – what I think is going to happen, Reg, and a lot of talk about off-season work for him was focusing on getting to the block and making sure he dominates in the paint. And we saw a bunch of it in the preseason in the limited minutes, Reg. Now, you're right. He's going to be consistent, but I think we're going to get more low block work from him, not settling for the threes. Will he take them? Of course. He's going to be open. He is a threat from out there, so I'm okay with it. But as long as he's doing what he's supposed to on that block, Reg, he's going to give that to
you.
And I think 44 is too low.
No, I don't think so at all. You'll see. Watch. But they'll make the playoffs. They will make the playoff with that.
I'm going to tell you right now, Reg, that's not good enough. Thanks for the call, man. That's not good enough at all. Okay? 44 wins for this team coming back from what they did and the expectations for this season, that is not good enough for this team. And I don't see it even remotely happening that way. Ben Simmons will not be the same player. He will be better. Markelle Fultz, we don't know. Right now, he cannot shoot. But let's see what he does starting tonight. We saw the little brief things that we saw in the preseason. But right now, let's see what he has. Robert Covington, he's who he is. And that's just what it is. He is who he is. As long as he plays the defense, knock down those jumpers, and limits his turnovers, then he's okay to be on the floor. And once you get the reinforcements back with Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, hopefully Markelle Fultz is that player to give you somewhere, in my opinion, 12 to 15, but bust out one night and give you 20 and 23 and 25, I'm good. It's all about and starts with defense with this team. Defensively, they have to be strong.
I just felt like Reginald's just a little bit too pessimistic. Like, the season didn't even start yet. You know what I mean? I feel like it's the beginning of the season. You're supposed to have high expectations for the team. Now, I'm not saying you can't be real, and I understand, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I think the identity of this team is a little bit foggy at the moment. But I feel like he was just, you know, real pessimistic.
See, I think the identity is set. It's just about the supporting cast, mainly Markel Fultz, and what the bench will be with no Bellinelli and Ilyasova now as to who they're going to be, if they're going to be able to come in and help out. Maybe Landry Shamet does help. Korkmaz, he mentioned, as well as two of the young players that maybe can help with the outside shooting that the Sixers will miss with Bellinelli and Ilyasova. But what people fail to realize with Bellinelli and Ilyasova, that you were all complaining when they were not able to be on the floor defensively against the Boston Celtics. So let's see how that goes. You miss the shooting, but you don't miss the bad defense from those guys. You got to have that give and take, especially when players off the bench. They give you something, something else is taken away. It's a give and take with bench players. They're specialists at that point when they're coming off the bench. 610-632-0975. You want Lou Williams back, right? I love Lou. He'll erupt for 50, but he's going to give up 35. I'll take him on my team, but, you know, we can pick at things with certain players every time, all day long. 610-632-0975. 44, that's low. Let's see what Shannon in Georgia has to say here on the Fanatic. What's up, Shannon?
Hey, Devin, it's good to talk to you, big man.
Always, man. Bye.
You know my heart, man. I've been calling for years. You know my heart. You know I love my Sixers, okay? Mm-hmm. But we're looking at a 48-win team.
Okay. And
we're
looking at I went real fast. I went 50. So, listen, no problem 48 with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, very cool. Now, as far as Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, I think they're both going to improve. I think you're going to see the same players that you saw last year, but just better. I think Joe is going to make it more important in his game to play around the post. And I think Ben Simmons is going to be the same player, but more dominant. I don't expect his game to ever spread past the top of the key or even the free throw line. That's just not who he is, but he can still dominate and be a first team, you know, NBA player with his skill set. Now the reason I'm saying 48, I think they're going down because they really, have lost a lot compared to last year. I did like Ilyasova and I did like Bellinelli, not only for their scoring, but because of the knowledge of the game that they played in that system. And you're replacing them with guys that don't have that knowledge. I'm also...
Well, you meaning Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala, basically?
Well, brother, I had the last 2 years, I had season tickets at Phillips Arena, sat on the second row, and saw Mike Muscala stink up the league for 2 seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a borderline NBA player, brother. I'm sorry. He's a borderline NBA player.
Yeah, and maybe it works out differently here in Philadelphia. I agree. He's an improvement in the sense of he gives them something. I don't know that he gives them what Ilyasova overall gives them, but yeah, I do like the addition of Wilson Chandler more than a lot of people.
Close. I'm very nervous about Fultz defensively. The last time I saw Fultz was 2 weeks ago in China, and he sat out in 19 minutes and struggled horribly against J.J. Barrera. Now, tonight he's got to guard Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm worried if he can't shoot and if he can't defend, that worries me also.
Real fast.
I love my team, but I'm scared.
How far do they go in the postseason? Real fast, second round, first round?
It depends on when they run into Boston. And I hate to say it, but, Andrew Toney was the Boston strangler. But, you know, Ben's got to live up. Marcus Morris took him to school defensively last year.
No, he did.
And so I'm hoping Ben can grow his game because, hey, honestly, you can't be the best player on the team or considered a Hall of Fame type guy and score 1 point in the playoff game like he did against Boston.
It's all about that growth, Shan. Good to hear from you, man. I'm sure I'll be hearing from you quite a bit this season as the boys get back on the floor. 48 for Shannon. There are still some things, and that's what the start of the season is all about. How do they come back, first of all, last time they were on the floor? In the TD Garden against these Boston Celtics, and they got knocked off. An opportunity for Joel Embiid to make a layup at the rim. Did not have enough elevation, enough lift because of the conditioning issues that he had. Should have made that shot. He even said it himself. We all know J.J. Redick, same thing. Missed a wide open jumper that he makes 8 times out of 10. Misses it. So, it's going to bring back some memories. You know they want to get off to a good start, especially against the Boston Celtics, who knocked them out in the second round last season when a lot of people felt like the boys, minus Irving and Hayward, would beat the Boston Celtics and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Did not happen. 610-632-0975. Joe, North Philly is on 97.5. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Devon, man? How's it going?
How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Devon, I'm going with 54 wins.
Okay.
And here's why, man. I think the top four teams in the East is Philly, Milwaukee, Boston, Toronto. And I think all four teams are light years ahead of the rest of the East. I don't think the rest of the East is that good. So I think we'll dominate the rest of the other 11 teams. But one thing that...
Dominate, huh?
Yeah, come on, man. Orlando, Charlotte.
I'm not worried about them. I'm talking about the Milwaukee and Indiana, those type of teams.
But we could split with Milwaukee. We could split with... Maybe Boston has our number this year, but we could split with Toronto. Indiana, I mean, are they going to do what they do? Is Oladipo going to be the same? But my real point is the following. I think for the first time this year, you're going to see the West at its weakest. At its weakest, man. Outside of Golden State, I'm telling you, you may see Golden State and Utah in the Western Conference Finals. Who else is that good? San Antonio?
Houston is still good.
No way, man.
Your way.
They're good, but they're not Western Conference Finals good. I think we could beat them. I'm not saying we're going to sweep them. I'm saying we could split. Carmelo, he's old. He's starting. We'll dominate. I don't want to say dominate, but I think we could beat Houston. Houston is beatable than last year. I don't think they're a finals team. I don't think they're a finals team either,
but I think they're good, and you might have trouble with them. That's all.
Are they better than Utah?
Houston? Yes, I would say so, yes.
I don't think so. I think Quinn Snyder's a better coach than D'Antoni.
Nah, you didn't ask me that. You asked me who was a better team.
You're right about that. But my point is that I think the West is going to be at its weakest that it's been in years. And I think the Sixers are going to do much better.
Hey, man,
than the West.
Listen, Oklahoma City got better with Dennis Schroeder coming off the bench. You do bring back Andre Roberson. You now have everything. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, Joe. You have everything that you have out there with the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're going to be good. Portland is still going to be good. New Orleans is going to be a nice team to keep an eye on. The Lakers. How could you forget about the Lakers, Joe? LeBron James out there, they are going to be a problem. I think people are sleeping on the Lakers, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, I get the weirdness of their roster, but my thing is, while you're looking at the misfits, right? All the issues that these players have had on and off the floor, I look at it like the Lakers went and added those pieces that they did because they have the expectations of playing against Houston and Golden State. You're supposed to, right? You got LeBron James and some young talent and now some veterans and all that stuff. So, you have to be able to defend. And to defend the Golden State Warriors, you need so much versatility to be able to run, defend, put bodies on them to disrupt what they like to do. I thought they did a nice job considering what they were dealing with money-wise with LeBron James and then finding others. I thought the Lakers did an okay job. The West is still good. 610-632-0975. The Houston Rockets are still good. Losing Trevor Ariza hurts. But then, when you take somebody like Marquese Chriss, who I liked in college, thought he was going to be good, was trash in Phoenix, but that whole situation was toxic, no longer, because we got Mikal out there, so I'm all good. You know, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal, you got some nice vets out there. They have good people on their roster. So now they actually have some good things going on out there in Phoenix, right? But Marquese Chriss was not ready for something like that. Too young, too immature. Now they have different types of players, different maturity level. Maybe they're picking the right people. Ayton, Mikal, of course. They've Okobo. I like Eli Okobo. I thought the Sixers should have taken him late in the first round, but they went and got Landry Shamet. No problems there. That said, again, I'm going off track. Houston is going to be good. You get Marquese Chriss out of that situation in Phoenix, he just needed to get away. Now, maybe if he started off with this group and everything, he would have been fine. But now he's a couple seasons over. He's playing with some vets in Houston. He might be really good for them as that role player, lob to the rim, stuff like that. Houston is going to be good. Utah, Portland, L.A., we know about Golden State. Come on, Joe, 610-632-0975. Your expectations for the Sixers season starts tonight in Boston, 8 o'clock right here on The Fanatic, and your win total, how far do they take it? I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until then, right here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. The 76ers are back on the hardwood tonight. Here's a game preview.
The rivalry is back. The Celtics, who eliminated the Sixers in five games in last year's Eastern Conference semifinals, host the 76ers in the nationally televised NBA opener tonight at 8 p.m. "I think our future is amazing," Sixers coach Brett Brown said recently. "I think we've got a chance to be good for a decade. I think we have a chance to be good for a long time, and that's what excites me the most," end quote. Hear the 76ers take on the Celtics tonight at 8 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hear every 76ers game this season on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno-revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. When you buy a car from Conkerville Nissan, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. All 2018 Nissans must be sold this month. Get 0% financing on all 2018 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan with all the cool features you desire for an affordable price. Need a Nissan truck for commercial use or just fun? Check out the Nissan Titan, which comes with America's best truck warranty. 5-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. Also, the 2019 Nissans are arriving daily, including the totally redesigned Altima. Check inventory, deals, and financing at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills.
Halloween is right around the corner. Get in the spooky spirit early and head to Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, on Wednesday, October 24th for our 27th anniversary celebration, Trick or Treat. Join the world's most beautiful showgirls for an unforgettable evening featuring special guest host and DJ Kat Nova as she takes the party to supernatural levels. Gorgeous ghouls and sexy spirits will be taking the stage all night long with a fantastic display of Halloween hotness by Delilah's dance team. And just when you thought the night couldn't get any better, Delilah's presents the 10th annual Pole Champion Contest. Select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres begin at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 24th, as Delilah's presents Trick or Treat, our 27th anniversary party. Sponsored by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, Samuel Adams, Strongbow, and Bullet Bourbon. Reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
Are you ready to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses in the Philadelphia area? If so, here's an amazing opportunity for you. The NV Real Estate Academy has created a three-step paper flip strategy that allows you to write an offer, sell the offer, and get paid. With this strategy, you'll learn how to flip a house without swinging a hammer or using any of your own cash or credit. Now, for a limited time, the NV Real Estate Academy would like to share this strategy with you for free. Call 1-800-614-2029 right now to get your free Hidden Treasures and Wholesale Properties kit and find out how you can get paid writing offers. Call 800-614-2029 now, and NV Real Estate Academy will also give you four free tickets to a training workshop, which also includes a free smartwatch and Nick Vertucci's new book, Seven Figure Decisions. All these gifts are free just for attending, plus an opportunity to network with like-minded investors. Call 800-614-2029. That's 800-614-2029 to get your free wholesale kit. Call now.
I'm riled up. Will our birds play to their potential and look like the championship caliber team we expected? These next couple weeks will show their true colors. Homeowners, winter will be here soon. Make sure your heater is working to its potential with a proper ventilation system from Southwark Ductwork. Riley Sales is the place HVAC pros go to get their Southwark metal. The air flows right when the system is tight. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty.
I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit Pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the only name you need to know when shopping for an engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, our own Andrew Salchunas, recently got engaged. He took my advice and met with Angelo and the team at Family and Company, and they helped him pick out the perfect ring. Family and Company has been the most trusted jeweler in South Jersey for over 80 years. Go to familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
This injury report is brought to you by Swartz Colleton. Get the money you deserve.
Birds coach Doug Peterson remained positive when discussing the bicep injury to left tackle Jason Peters. Peterson said, quote, early indication, I don't want to speculate too much, is positive. Kind of a day-to-day situation, and I've just got to wait and make sure that all of our information is accurate. Peters could be a game-time decision on Sunday versus Carolina.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Join the Fanatic in supporting Fashion Touchdown 2018 as Philadelphia players trade football for fashion to support Big Brothers Big Sisters Independence Region. Tickets on sale now for this fashion runway event with Nicole Miller's women's collection and men's fashion and accessories by Damari Seville. Fashion Touchdown 2018 presented by Marone Law Firm will take place at the Fillmore Philadelphia on November 5th. Tickets available at fashiontouchdown.org.
Let's go!
Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yeah, 651, 97.5, The Fanatic. 6 o'clock hours brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Devon Givens with you until 8 o'clock. Technically, right around 7:45. Tip off with the Sixers, 8 o'clock. Tom McGinnis on the game call in Boston to take on the Celtics. Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage, of course, again, right here. My partner for Sixers and 60. Of course, pregame, postgame coverage here on the Fanatic B-Celts. So it's going to be good to hear those guys' voice again. Heard them in the preseason, but it's game time tonight. They get back at it. Sixers kicking off the NBA season. The only other game tonight, Oklahoma City, Golden State. So the Sixers are starting things off, y'all. That's a big deal nowadays with this team. A lot of expectations. What are yours for your basketball team? And give your win total and how far this basketball team will go. If you got a certain focus on one player, of course, keep things out with them and let us know how you feel. 610-632-0975. I do have them at 50 wins. I know it's low for a lot of people, but doesn't mean it still won't be a three seed. I think the East is going to be pretty competitive with no LeBron James. Boston, Toronto, Philadelphia, my top three. Milwaukee, Indiana, teams like that, that's what you're going to have to look for battling out with the 76ers for that third seed in the Eastern Conference. So get ready for that. It's going to be a fun season. I'm just so glad basketball is back. Sean in Limerick is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Devon. Good talking to you. It's been a while.
It's been a while, man. Basketball is back, though.
It is. It is. So exciting, right? I mean, last year we had a lot of uncertainty. We expected a lot of great things. And I think I'd say overall most people would consider the season a big success, probably more successful than we thought, right?
Sure, I would.
So I see us at 53 wins. I think that Fultz is going to show something, and I think he's going to be a good addition to the team. I think he's going to help us on the defensive end as well. But I will tell you, I'm a little concerned. I watched some preseason games, and I thought for sure I would definitely see Ben take some more jump shots. I mean, that really, to me, would be the time to practice that, right? I didn't see anything.
Yeah, well, we didn't see it. Just because we didn't see it doesn't mean it happened. Everything doesn't have to be out there video-wise, though, right?
No, but you would think just to get the confidence going, you know, you see.
Well, I would say we saw the couple of open runs in L.A. where he shot a couple of jumpers and people went crazy.
I was watching all those YouTube videos with him and LeBron. He's shooting all these jump shots, I'm thinking. And then I watched the preseason. I didn't get all the games, but I watched enough. I didn't see anything. So I'm hoping he's kind of waiting to unveil it maybe. But I think the key for them is he's got to shoot a little bit. He's got to definitely be at least 70% or more from the foul line. He's got to post up. He's unbelievable with using both hands underneath the basket. We don't really use that as much as I think we could.
And I think that's what they are trying to get out of him with the addition of Markelle Fultz in that lineup, not just defensively what he could potentially bring, but that secondary ball handler. Since Boston gave them gave everybody a game plan to line up at that free throw line and stop
that's
his penetration,
right.
He needed to be off the ball. Like I said during the playoffs, needed to be off the ball a little bit to allow him to just roam, cut, run back door, stuff like that, and get those little dudes on his back and just lay up, dunk on them, whatever it needed to be.
You and I had that conversation last year in the playoffs, and the one thing I think we agreed upon was the missing link was a guy that could create his own shot off the dribble. Mm-hmm. Pull up, shoot a short. Fultz is that guy.
Well, he better
be that guy.
That's what they're counting on, Sean. Thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. That's what they're counting on from him. Knock down that mid-range jumper. Create for others. Get to the cup and finish. Don't shy away from contact. We saw some good signs. We saw some bad signs from Markelle Fultz. Which Fultz are we going to get tonight? Again, it's on the big stage. Bright lights. First game. We saw first game of the season last year against Washington. He had like 8 points, 9 points, whatever he had. We need more than that tonight. Those guys, Terry Rozier, Marcus Smart, they're going to be in his shorts tonight. I don't want to see anything scared. Go out there, hoop, and act like the number one pick. 610-632-0975. Nate in Southwest joins us next on the Fanatic. Nate, what's happening?
You know what time of the year it is, bro.
I know. It's Robert Covington hate season.
Absolutely. That's the first time I'm only joking, man. Listen, as long as he give me 10 to 12 points tonight, man, and give me some defense, I'm all right.
Covington, man. You talking about?
Yeah, man. But listen, not after what I heard this morning, though. I heard Embiid threw him a pass, and he blew a layup in practice. How you blow a layup in practice,
Well,
though,
you
bro?
Know he does that from time to time because he doesn't lay the ball up. You know that.
Man, I see that in the game, but I bet not see that tonight. I'll tell you that much. But listen, you know what I think is going to boil down to? Wilson Chandler, bro. The help for Wilson Chandler, Wilson Chandler, when he was with the Knicks, was a baller. Even with Denver, he was a baller. If we can get that same Wilson Chandler back, I think we'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? And you keep saying the third CD. Like, come on, bro. I got them at the second. I got them beating out Toronto.
Yeah, I don't see it yet.
Okay, so I'm going to keep my total. And don't hang up on me and be all mad later. You know what I'm saying? When I tweet you later, 60, bro. They going to win 60 games this year.
60.
That's my total. 60. 10 more than what you're saying.
60 and a number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference.
That is absolutely what.
How far do they go
right now? Finals. Eastern Conference finals. I don't see them. I'm a realist. I don't see them getting past Boston. I really don't because I still think we need that one more dynamic player. You know what I'm saying? But I think they can get to the Eastern Conference finals, and I think they'll be a number 2 seed.
All right, Eastern Conference final.
That's what it is.
Number 2 seed, bro. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Got your Covington shot in there. Just what you just say, give me 10 points and some good defense, and you're all good. 60 wins in the Eastern Conference. I just don't see it. I don't see it. 60? We got 60 and 58 tonight from Nate and Chris from Williamstown as a win total for your 76ers. Does anybody agree with that? That's a lot. It's nuts, in my opinion. Jeez, 610-632-0975. We got two open lines for the first time since we started the show. We're running for another 15 minutes before we hit a commercial, so join in. Join in on the fun. Join in on the excitement of the basketball season back. The Philadelphia 76ers get back at it. It's going to be fun. Boston Celtics, rivalry is back. I hate them. You hate them. They hate them. Go out there and beat them. They beat you last time, ended your season in the postseason. Beat this team. Markelle Fultz is back. Now, let me give my Joel Embiid predictions with what we saw from him. Scott Rodriguez, Rich Frederick, we'll get to you in a second. Don't worry. Coming to you, give you all your time. Two open phone lines. Well, one now. Joel Embiid last season was dominant. We all know. Started an all-star game. He well-deserved. All-NBA team, as he should. Defensively, all-NBA defense, well-deserved. 22.9, 11 boards, 1.8 blocks for Joel Embiid last season. I need to see that number jump. First of all, the most important thing was the games played, 63. All I need from Joel Embiid this season, in my opinion, is 70 to 73 games on the floor. Ideally, you would like for him to play all of them. But if he gives me 70 to 73, the Sixers are good enough to get through those nine. What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast 1106. We're hanging out with you until midnight. Sixers fall, as you know by now, 105-87 at the hands of the Boston Celtics. Not the way you wanted to start, of course, but here we are. Sixers, Celtics. We think the rivalry is back, but again, just another one that we have to sit through as these guys play certainly quite a few times this season. Maybe the Sixers will find a way to get in the winning ways of beating the Boston Celtics. 105-87 is the score tonight in the opener. Your thoughts? What do you have? I mean, listen, we've got an hour. We want to get everybody in. Get your thoughts. Everybody has been active during the game on Twitter. Sixers Twitter is hot and heavy right now. Everybody has an opinion, so let's talk about it. 610-632-0975. Certainly, the way you look at things, one of the most glaring things are the turnovers. 16 turnovers yet again, all from your starters, led by Joel Embiid with the five. He has to be able to, again, recognize and see what's developing on the floor, being too careless with the basketball. Yes, the drop-offs and the handoffs are very, very good often. It's part of offenses in the NBA now, but you have to be more aware of where your teammates are when the players are trying to get to their spots and even doing those back cuts to reverse from where they were going with the momentum of the defender going one way, your player going the opposite way. It would be nice if Embiid was able to hang on to the basketball a little bit more, let the play develop, let everything get to where it needs to be, and that would certainly cut things off. A few lazy passes as well. And you even saw Joel Embiid get a little frustrated where the body language was just not right. Is it the fact that it's the Boston Celtics? Aaron Baines in his head, maybe Al Horford? Early blocks on Joel Embiid again. It was just too reminiscent of what we last saw from the Sixers Celtics in Boston in game number 5 and the Boston at NTD Garden, where again, going up for the layups at the end of the game, and what happens? Joel Embiid gets the shots blocked because he just simply didn't have his conditioning the right way. And unfortunately, the blocks occurred, ending the Sixers' season. So, tonight, we know he's going to be a double-double monster. 23 points, 10 rebounds, 9 of 21 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3. I only had one problem with one of the three-pointers that he took. So, for the most part, I was okay with that. And certainly, the block shots. They only credit him with 2. But I think he had 2 on one play, did Joel Embiid. So, I believe he had close to 3, maybe 4 blocks. They gave him credit for 2. He is definitely a defensive presence, as we know. So, you can expect way more of that going forward. Ben Simmons pressed a little bit. pressed a little bit, but I thought he felt like he needed to do a little more than he should have due to the fact that he felt like the energy level of his teammates was down a little bit, so he tried to do a little more. I did like the aggressiveness. We talked about it a season ago. Aggressive Ben Simmons is a great Ben Simmons, and he did that. 19 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists. The fact that he was grabbing those 15 rebounds and just looking to turn up the floor, get in transition, and give them some easy opportunities at the rim is what we are accustomed to seeing from Ben Simmons. And he played 42 minutes and 45 seconds, maybe a little bit more than you would like, but that's what he did. 7 of 14 from the floor, 5 of 11 from the free throw line, 8 assists again, and 3 turnovers from Ben Simmons. 2 block shots as well. So defensively, I think he's underrated, and a lot of people are really starting to see exactly what his worth is to the 76ers as a defender, as he can guard multiple positions from Al Horford to Kyrie Irving, on and on and on. Very good defender for the 76ers. Now, I know a lot of people were talking about this during the game on Twitter. Markelle Fultz, in the first quarter, it just didn't seem that he was really asserting himself in that 9 minutes and 7 seconds of run that Markelle Fultz had. 0 of 2 from the floor, 1 rebound for the young guard Markelle Fultz for the 76ers. Just didn't seem like he was asserting himself, just letting things come to him where they probably could have used his drive and kick ability, getting to the rim, finishing at the rim, getting to the free throw line on the evening. I believe Markelle Fultz was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. You need a little more of that, because he has that type of game where that dribble drive is always available to him. You saw him get into the paint a couple of times where he got himself caught surrounded by 3 defenders, throwing up a tough shot where if he was able to keep his dribble, reset things, back it out, maybe kick it out for one of his teammates, they would have been able to come out with a better result. The real thing was, after he played in the first half, Markelle Fultz, 21 minutes and 7 seconds, 2 of 6 from the floor for the 5 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 turnover, 1 steal, 1 personal foul. He only played 3 minutes and 13 seconds in the second half. That's it. Now, we knew that the experiment of J.J. Redick starting the second half with Markelle Fultz starting the game was in play for the 76ers and Brett Brown. He said it right out of his mouth. But you didn't expect it to be T.J. McConnell and Landry Shamet off the bench before him. You have to wonder what it was exactly that stopped Brett Brown from having Markelle Fultz on the floor more than the 3 minutes and 13 seconds. Was it something that he saw in the first half that he just simply did not like? Was it something in the locker room that he did not like and decided that he wasn't going to give the kid that many minutes in the second half, instead going with the rookie again, Landry Shamet, 3 minutes and 54 seconds? Overall, in the second half, Landry Shamet played a total of 7:22 with Markelle Fultz, 3 of 13. T.J. McConnell, 15 of 25. So they leave us wondering exactly what it was. We were not able to air Brett Brown's post-game press conference outside of the Sixers locker room due to the fact that, you know, you had a lot of things going on in Boston. The second game getting started with the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. So no audio from there. So we'll have to hear certainly again from all the beat writers on Twitter, getting an idea of what it was that Brett Brown was thinking and not playing Markelle Fultz in the second half for only 3 minutes and 32 seconds. J.J. Redick, solid scoring numbers off the bench, just didn't shoot it very well tonight overall, where he finished with 16 points off the bench, leading the bench unit for the 76ers. 7 of 17 it took him from the floor, 2 of 8 from behind the 3-point line to get those 16 points in 29 minutes and 46 seconds. For all of you who wondered how many minutes he would play, again, 29 minutes and 46 seconds, those are starter minutes. He played more than Markelle Fultz. Now, obviously, you had that shifted number of 313 in the second half of Fultz, but the 29-46 is what you can expect on any given night for J.J. Redick, whether he starts the game or comes back and starts out of the locker room at halftime for your Philadelphia 76ers. So what are your overall thoughts on the loss tonight? 105-87. We've been waiting a long time for this night with the rivalry being back. Games like this don't give you that same confidence as they fall again down, losing the game tonight by 18 at the TD Garden to the Boston Celtics. 610-632-0975. Once again, I'm Devon Givens. This is the post-game show here on the Sixers Radio Network, 97.5 The Fanatic, as we hang out with you until midnight. So again, 610-632-0975. Want to hear from you, your thoughts on your Philadelphia 76ers dropping the opener to the Celtics tonight. Let's start things off in Southampton with Joe on 97.5. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Devon. Very disappointed. I agree with everything you said. I go back 55 years. I hate that team with all my heart. And they, I don't know if they're afraid of them or, boy, somebody better stuff the guts into that team. It's just, it's sickening losing to Boston all the time. It really is. And I wonder, do they care?
No, they certainly care, Joe, and I understand your frustration, especially when you have seen the Boston Celtics your entire life and watching basketball, and you cannot stand that team. And after we saw the performance in the postseason, losing that one 4-1, even though they were in those games, ultimately the result was a 4-1 series loss. And you come back with so much anticipation, Joe, so much excitement for this basketball team. It's just a tough one to swallow as they lose this one tonight again by 18.
That's true, Devon. But, you know, when you get older like this, you know, you want to see them win something before I go to my eternal rest here, you know? You know, it's really, and I wonder sometimes, do they give a damn?
No, they do, Joe. Thanks for the call. I did mention earlier, Joe, the one issue I had with Embiid tonight, his body language. He just seemed like he checked. Not going to say checked out. He seemed like he was disinterested at times, and that's not what you want to see from your star player, your all-star center, someone who's a transcendent type of player, franchise type of player. Just because things are not going his way, you want to see a better, just a better focus, a better mindset on the floor, because that could lead to others being frustrated with him, with all that, and you just don't want to see that type of stuff so early in the season in game number one. It's only game one. Maybe there's something to it, what Joe was pointing out, that it's the Boston Celtics. Not that they're scared, but the way they play just may be a problem for the 76ers. And that's up to the coaching staff to adjust and make their decisions on how to change things, and certainly for the players to execute and finish on the floor. You need more from Robert Covington and Dario Saric tonight. You just do. Okay, Robert Covington, 3 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 7 from behind the three-point line in 34 minutes. That's just not enough. 8 points, not enough. Dario Saric, again, it's almost as if we're flashing back to a season ago where he was trying to find his way from becoming a six-man reserve to a starter, trying to figure out how to play with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. You saw it again tonight. Just a struggle overall. You saw it again tonight. They have to find a way to get these guys in the mix early on so they can get some contributions where it's not just Embiid, Simmons, and Redick. 610-632-0975. Joe, I hear your frustration. They do care. I certainly believe they do care. Let's head to Arizona, checking in with Mike next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Devon. After one game, I've had it with the false drama. I don't know what Brown is doing. It seems like what he's doing with the second half Redick substitution doesn't help with the whole drama. Throw the kid in the pool, give him 30 to 35 minutes a night, figure out what we have. We know what we have in J.J. Redick.
No, you do know what you have in J.J. Redick. He still needs to play those 30 minutes because they are 30 minutes where you always have your best shooter on the floor at that time, and he gives you a different threat. But I agree with you that you have to have Markel Fultz out there. Now, I wonder also how much of that was him and not being right or ready. I hope that's not the case, because that's not a good look for this basketball team if it was something with him not being ready for this type of game tonight against the Boston Celtics. I'm curious to see what Brett Brown had to say.
He was definitely, Fultz was floating in the first quarter. You could see.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, he was floating, was not aggressive. You figured he'd come out with the eye of the tiger and show people what he's all about. But, man, after this game, I think this whole town's got some major concerns with Mr. Fultz.
Well, a lot of people are going to be frustrated with him, especially Mike. Thanks for the call. With the play of Jason Tatum on the other side, he's never going to live that one down. Brian Colangelo is no longer here. He obviously has the Twitter scandal that's always going to follow him for the remainder of his executive career if he ever gets back into basketball. The other thing that's going to stand out, Jason Tatum, Markelle Fultz. Okay? Jason Tatum, Markelle Fultz. Jason Tatum is a star. Star. All caps. As many exclamation points as you want. You can even say he's an all-star. That dude is good.
He really is a gifted scorer.
Yes, he is, Brett. And you are not coaching him because you guys made the trade up. Brian Colangelo decided to go with Markelle Fultz. I was one that was okay with it. Who knew that things were going to turn out the way they did with Fultz a season ago? And right now, the concerns, even after game number one. But after, this is no revisionist history here. Everyone knows I like Dennis Smith, and I like Jason Tatum at that number three spot for the 76ers. Now, as much as I like Dennis Smith, I also said I knew that while not many people wanted to draft him as high as three, Jason Tatum had to be the pick because Lonzo Ball was going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Markelle Fultz, if he was going to go to the Boston Celtics at number one, Jason Tatum at number three. I was there. I was there and I remember arguing with plenty of people, obviously for the Dennis Smith point, but again for the Jason Tatum point because people felt like he dribbled too much one-on-one. You need it. You see you need it. For this 76ers team. 610-632-0975. You're going to get a lot of this about Fultz until things get to a point where people will back off. But as long as Jason Tatum is a star, I don't think that's ever going to be backed off of. Vinny in West Philly is next on the Fanatic. Vin.
Hey, what's up, Devon?
What's going on, Vin?
For the record, I was on it. I wanted to move down in the draft. I wanted to grab that 5 and 10.
5 and 10.
I'm a processor. I say grab two guys in that draft. I didn't know what combination with players, but I wanted to move down.
I remember at five, it was more like the Jonathan Isaac thing, and at 10,
yeah,
for
I like
me,
him too.
It was Donovan Mitchell at 10 for me.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even work Donovan Mitchell out or Dennis Smith Jr. I never understood that, but that's
they were going to work out Dennis Smith, but once the trade happened, it got canceled.
It's no bust, Devon. If you're a GM, you work out the player. It's not bust. You see the product and you devaluate. You just don't go cancel product. You know what I mean?
I got you. I hear
the whole
you.
Process.
I hear
no
you.
Excuses. But I wanted to get to the Boston Celtics. They actually scouted Landry Shamet because they blitzed him. You see him in the beginning?
Yeah.
How he was all up on his jacket. They know that he can shoot the ball. You know what I mean? I think that's crazy to me. Like, you got a rookie, Brett Brown. They blitzing your guy. You don't even try to, you know what I mean? He don't maneuver off that enough. But, like, his coaching got to get better. Turnovers again. This is a problem. Like, I know it's only one game. I ain't jumping off the boat. I'm just saying, like.
No, you're frustrated. I hear
problems,
you.
Yeah, I'm really frustrated. I see the same problems that's causing from last season. That don't look like a good sign.
No, it doesn't, man. Listen, Vin, thanks for the call, man. I hear your frustration again. I certainly understand where you're coming from. Not a good look to start the season off this way. And if they're blitzing Landry Shamet like that, he also has to recognize how that goes. That's what the assistant coaches are for as well, to let him know, explain exactly what happened to get him some better. I didn't really mind Landry Shamet's looks tonight. He's an NBA shooter, we think, right? If that's what he's going to be out there to do, knock down the jump shot. You're going to be blitzed at times. Make the jump shot when you have it. 610-632-0975. Did not mind what I saw from Landry Shamet. Just got to knock him down. Look confident shooting him. I'm okay with it. Quick break. We come right back right here on the post-game show. You know what? We have a new name for the post-game show. We decided it's no longer the post-game show. It's the In the Post right here on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. The Birds find themselves at 3-3 as Week 7 in the NFL approaches. A home game versus the Panthers awaits the Eagles this Sunday. Is this a must-win game in a division that is subpar? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez from my favorite window company, Window Nation. Temperatures are falling fast, and that is a great reminder that your window, pun intended, for getting new windows installed before the holidays and snow hits, is closing. While most window companies are experiencing 12-week lead times, Window Nation can do it in less than half the time and save you half the money. Call today and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free. No limit. There is only one thing better than free windows. That's free financing. And for the next 2 weeks, Window Nation is offering no interest for 5 years. New windows now and no interest for 60 months. Call the window company that over 80,000 homeowners have already trusted and take advantage of this amazing offer now and get two windows free for every two windows you buy and 0% interest for 5 years. Visit WindowNation.com and save this winter and forever on your energy bills. Eliminate the nasty drafts and start enjoying all the benefits of new windows today. That's WindowNation.com or call 1-866-90-NATION today.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is Pawnee. I was a supervisor and good at my job until I suffered a head injury due to a defective product at work. After the accident, I was just not getting better. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They filed a product liability lawsuit and handled my workers' compensation claim. All the while, they helped arrange treatment with the best doctors. Swartz Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause. He's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Napa know-how.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Pepper- participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Here's a quick quote from Joel Embiid after the Sixers 105-87 loss, courtesy of Keith Pompey of Philly.com. Covers the Sixers, does a great job. I'll be broadcasting from the center for the season opener on Thursday. Maybe Keith will stop by, chat with us a little bit. We'll be out somewhere in the concourse, so find us. We'll let you know where we are exactly on Thursday. Devon Givens with you until midnight. In the post, right here on The Fanatic, Keith Pompey, Joel Embiid says, as we talked about it, guys, right, real fast, we talked about how the rivalry is back. Joel Embiid said in the post-game press conference, this isn't a rivalry. They always kick our A. always honest, isn't he? This isn't a rivalry. They always kick our you-know-what. I love it. 610-632-0975. Figure out how to kick theirs, and the rivalry will be back. How about that? Let's go back to the phones. Quentin in Delaware next on The Fanatic. What's up, Q?
Hey, Devon. How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Not too much, man. I'm all right. Just came back from Xfinity Live. It was okay. It was kind of quiet until the Flyer fans came in.
Okay.
Then, everybody came in. But you know what? I'm impressed. I see that Ben was working off season. You can see he had a lot of energy on the floor, attacking the basket. You can see, he's building and working on, his game and trying to hit that little jump shot. I'm very disappointed in Ben's, in B's game tonight though. I really didn't see too much energy. I didn't think he was running the floor enough. To me, he's the best player on the floor. He should have been the best player on the floor. But tonight, he didn't play like it. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, what tools did he add on the offseason?
Embiid?
Coming in. What tools did...
You saw he had a nice little step back in there with it. I think he got a little frustrated because he got a couple shots blocked early on the post. Remember talking about how he wanted to establish the paint and be dominant on the block. And once he got a couple of those blocked by Al Horford, it seemed like he got a little bit discouraged. Now, I don't like it, but I'm just answering your question saying that right. might be something. Also, I think this was the 4-year anniversary, if you remember, of when his brother passed away. So he was... had on his mind as well,
But you know, a lot of times, I can't say how that would affect, me as a player coming in. But I would think that, going in the game, you have some motivation to at least play hard.
Sure.
I didn't see anything that impressed me other than that, that little step back move that he showed. But outside of any other post moves, I didn't see anything that came and said, okay, he's adding this tool into his game. I mean, come on, Baines, it just seemed like Baines was out hustling him, and you can't, you can get stock boxed by Al Horford, and you get discouraged. I mean, come on, we got to come back and attack the basket.
I agree with you because I said it. It seemed like he just was not himself. And once he started,
right.
the body language was bad. Seemed like he was pouting a little bit with some of the teammates and stuff. So I hear you, man. And listen, good to hear from you, Q. Don't be a stranger all season. There'll be a lot more fun conversations that we'll have after these Sixers games in the post. In the post right here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. The body language wasn't good for Embiid. Even when those passes that we talked about with Tom McGinnis, where he missed Dario Šarić, missed J.J. Redick, you can see him slapping his leg and being frustrated about it, blaming them when, at least from our point of view, our vantage point, it looked like it was his fault. He's got to be better. Got to be better. You got to get over it. You got to beat the Boston Celtics and find a way to do that. And then that would, you know, maybe do some things mentally for you as well. 610-632-0975. Join in on the post up right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. In the post right here. We love it. Let's talk to Hakeem in Germantown on the Fanatic. What's up, Hakeem?
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, hello.
What's up, man?
Nothing, man. It's just like, I'm. The rotation on that defense ain't right, man. Like, no. I don't know if that's coaching or if that's them moving them. They got to move them legs.
No, remember they were saying how there were some new schemes they have in there, too. So with the new schemes and all, no Lloyd Pierce. Remember, Lloyd Pierce left to go to the Atlanta Hawks. He was the defensive coach for the Sixers. So now I believe it is now swapped where Monty Williams is the offensive coach, where Billy Lane is the defensive coach. So some new schemes, some new concepts. I think a lot of that stuff tonight, Hakeem, got in the way.
Yeah, man, because it's like at the end of the day, when they getting them open shots like that, all that is you getting back to that open man. Ben, be lazy on defense. You're not going to act like Ben. He fresh pinch, but it's like he's not there on defense on the rotation. He's not.
I didn't mind, Hakeem. I didn't mind Ben Simmons' defensive effort tonight. I didn't.
Yeah, he had a good game, but it's like, all right, the stat chasing is like, that's what everybody's saying he's doing. He's chasing the stats.
See, I didn't see that at all. I thought he saw a lack of energy at points, and he felt like he needed to push the pace and not get set into a half-court offense because things weren't necessarily going the way that they wanted. They needed to get out and transition, Hakeem, and push and get easy buckets. That's how I interpreted it. That's how I interpreted it. I didn't see it that way. I didn't see like he was. I didn't think he was stat chasing. I thought he was trying to get them going. Trying to get them, they were trailing the whole game. I thought he was trying to get them going. That's just me. If you guys disagree, let me know if you felt like he was stat chasing, because I totally disagree with that from that point where Hakeem's saying that. 610-632-0975 here on the Fanatic. Ron joins us from Delaware. What's going on, Ron?
Ron, what's going on, bro?
Oh, man, tough win tonight, man. Thought we would get something better.
Yeah, man, I'm going to come from a different angle, man. Well, I'm going to kind of piggyback the last caller, man. The defensive rotation was terrible, man.
Yeah.
My thing is, and this is funny, you know, looking back on it, I forgot that we had Jonah Bolden and Korkmaz into the last fourth quarter. I forgot they were on the team. Like, I was like, you couldn't bring these guys in, you know, at least through the midway point or something like that to help out on defense. I mean, I don't understand what Brett Brown is doing. So, like, I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on. And I know he's not the defensive coordinator or anything like that, or defensive coach or whatever, but, I mean, you got the last, you know, say or end all. You know, I mean, do something. Do something different, please. It just looks bad, man. It looks so bad. Like, but I agree with everything you said before with Joel Embiid, you know, looking like he was dragging his feet and everything like that, and everybody, you know, looked like they kind of gave up. But
yeah, he's got to be better than that. Just because they got down a little early doesn't mean they can't force some sort of comeback and get back into the game and make things a little tough on Boston. He's got to get that better.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'll be honest with you. They look like the exact same team from last year. They don't look, and I'm not even saying player-wise, like the plays look the same. The lack of defensive rotation everything looks exactly the same as it did last year. I don't see anything different. And that's why I was saying, you know, put some new blood in there. You know what I mean? You got these new guys coming from overseas and stuff. You know, Jonah Bolden's supposed to be a defensive minded guy. So put him in there.
Yeah. I don't know how much I mean, listen, I think he's a piece maybe. I don't know if I'm ready to say he's that defensive type of guy like that, Ron. Thanks for the call, man. I get it, but I'm not really there with Jonah Bolden like that. I haven't seen enough from him in the offseason during the summer league and all to say that I believe that to be the case. He has some defensive prospects, I would say, but it's not a defensive stopper. But, listen, there's something there that has caused them not to put him on the floor so far. We'll see what ultimately becomes of it. If he's part of the rotation, no Mike Muscala, no Wilson Chandler for the 76ers tonight, both out due to injury. We'll see when those guys come back how things really go. I expect them to bounce back, though, on Thursday when they host the Chicago Bulls at the center. 610-632-0975. Sixers fall tonight, 105-87. Season opener at the hands of the Boston Celtics. We come right back. Quick break. Final segment on the other side. We'll take your calls again. Guys, hang on. We'll get to you. Give you all your time. 610-632-0975. This is In the Post right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez midday. Missanelli afternoons. Sixers and Flyers at night.
They flat.
And Eagles talk all day, every day.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So, join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
We know that replacing your home's windows and doors can seem overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Let the experts at Springhouse Window and Door in Springhouse, Malvern, or Hokesson guide you.
Homeowners who value design, quality, and energy efficiency turn their trust to Marvin Windows and Doors. Whether you're replacing or remodeling, choose Marvin or Integrity for Marvin, made with Ultrex fiberglass. You'll find the perfect selection of styles built to the highest standards of quality. With an unparalleled level of support, you can feel confident knowing you're making the right choice. Visit your independent Marvin dealer, where selecting your windows and doors has never been easier.
Springhouse Window and Door knows that trust is key when replacing your windows and doors. That's why we offer Marvin Windows and Doors at Integrity from Marvin.
visit GoSpringHouse.com and get $500 off the installation of Marvin windows or doors. Limited time only. Ask for details. HIC number PA006172.
Hey, everybody. Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof. Gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, 11:45 in the post with Devon Gibbons right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. As always, after Sixers basketball falling tonight 105-87 in Boston, season opener for your 76ers. We're talking about it, 610-632-0975. A lot of passionate people on Twitter as well. Let me give you Maisie, at Maisie underscore a coup. I'm not going to say that. A-K-U-C-H-I-E. Fultz doesn't belong on an NBA roster. He is at best a bench NBA player. He will never make it in this league. His body language is awful in movement without the ball. Un-NBA-like, as if he doesn't know what is going on and looks disinterested. A burst. Covington is Covington. So that's Maisie on Twitter saying that Markelle Fultz isn't an NBA player. At best, he's a bench player. Wow. I haven't heard that one. But Maisie has seen enough, I guess. At Kilo Dope. We run our offense through JJ when we have the best center. Also, Brown talks about shot creators, but wants to continue his dribble drive offense. Just doesn't make sense. Also, how can Fultz catch rhythm / confidence being utilized like this? All right. See, a lot of people. One more before we go back to the phones. At D1-1-1975, Darius, Fultz has to play, period. I don't agree with him hardly playing at all in the second half, where he only played 3 minutes and 13 seconds. He has to play with 4 exclamation points. He's the freaking first round, first pick of the draft, and he won't get into a groove sitting down. That's from Darius on Twitter. People frustrated, man. People are frustrated. I lie. One more. Mark on Twitter, at Mark with the Q, 1961. Jason Tatum in a sack, number one next year. Stupid A trade by the dumb A league. Daddy appointed scandal-ridden GM. And Jason Tatum is a star. 610-632-0975. Lance in Arizona, you're 97.5. Lance.
Hey, Devon. I'm calling about Fultz and another point. With Fultz, this is the way I see it. I think it's a lack of mental toughness. And this goes back to last year where he just completely lost his shot. And out of the blue, he lost it. And it wasn't even about his the injury. I think that was a cop-out. That, to me, speaks about mental toughness to play in the NBA. In order to be a great player in the NBA, you have to be mentally tough. That's why Jimmy Butler over in Minnesota is yelling at all those guys, because they're great players because they have the athletic ability to be great, but they don't bring it every day, and they don't have that mental toughness edge that makes you a great player.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, maybe that's the case for Markelle Fultz. We only have a sample of 15 games, certainly the 69, where we don't necessarily believe that it was the shoulder. It was more of a mental thing. If it comes back out that this is a problem for a second year, it really does not look good for the Sixers.
No, it doesn't. And I think people need to start realizing, like, I love Dario Saric. I like the upside that Fultz does have if he all puts it together. But if you're ever going to catch the Boston Celtics, you have to get another stud in here to go with the other two studs you have and then try to get some role players around them. Because at this point, the gap to me is going to eventually get even wider because Jason Tatum's going to get better. Jaylen Brown's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting Gordon Hayward and Kyrie didn't even play that well tonight. They're going to wind up getting better as the season goes on. So you're going to see that gap start to extend if Fultz can't turn it around and Dario Saric can't take it to another level. So at some level, people need to realize that maybe just trusting the process at we just keep continuing with the same guys and hope that they build upon it might not be enough.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It might not be enough, Lance. And at some point, you might have to pull the trigger and include one of those players that you feel like were one of the cornerstones. And if that's the case, Dario Saric, Markelle Fultz, in order to get one of the third star players in here, type players, might have to do it. Nafis in North Philly joins us on the Fanatic. Nafis, what's up?
Devon, what's up, man? I ain't talked to you in a minute. How you been?
I've been good, man. You been good?
Yeah, I've been chilling, man. Listen, same thing I must preach. Same thing this year. The coach, Brett Brown, trash. Come on, man. Cut it out.
Right away. Whatever, you went right there.
You never seen that like that with Fultz and Redick. Even if Redick will come off the bench, you need to get a rhythm off the bench. Keep his role. If Fultz going to start letting just, even if you're going to limit Fultz minutes, he should have still started. Like, what is that? Then you put TJ in and Shaman in? Come on, man.
Yeah, I said it pregame when I did the 2-hour show before the game came on.
Right.
This is a different thing that I've never seen when it comes to the switching. It's like college or something.
Remember when Chip Kelly was doing that with Vic and somebody else? Fultz, this is another problem. He wants Fultz to be a facilitator. Fultz ain't a facilitator. If you're going to do anything, you got to let him just be a flat-out scorer.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't set up no off. He only run plays for J.J. Redick. I don't understand. He's the only person that really get come off screens and run plays. Everybody else is just get the ball, do you. And B, every time he turn to commit the score, four people on his back, who are we going to kick the ball out to for real?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. And that's why I like the shooting in the starting lineup personally because of J.J. Redick. But it also, I think, just gets the offense flowing a little bit more with that. And it's good. Let's see if it happens again in game number two on Thursday, bro. Appreciate it. Good talk to you as always, man. I'll hear from you soon. I was looking at Serena Winters from NBC Sports Philly, pardon me. And she says this about Brett Brown preaching patience with Fultz. Markelle is going to have steady, slow growth. Sometimes he's going to be just incredible, and other times he's just going to be part of the NBA at a young age. Not really explaining exactly why he didn't play as much in the second half, but that's what he said about Markelle Fultz. Going to have steady, slow growth. Sometimes he's going to be just incredible. Other times he's just going to be part of the NBA at a young age. Wow. Jay in Willingboro on 97.5. Jay.
What's up, Devon?
What's going on?
Yo, just think about that. So they might have Tatum and Zion. We got Fultz.
Man.
But, you know what I mean? It's actually a real possibility. I mean,
it's probably
one of the worst trades in history. That's one of the worst trades in history.
And I was okay with it because I'm like, all right, I liked him in college. I can see what they're trying to do. And this is what it turned out to be. And it's not good.
You remember me and you was talking about Dennis Smith at that time.
Oh, even no doubt.
Even if it was top five protected, I probably wouldn't be as mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to give up two lottery picks to go up two spots, you traded a whole year of tanking for two spots. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to talk about was what I was saying. I think I spoke to you a couple of times saying, I don't think the Sixers need a third star. I think they got to get deeper. I'm telling you, if you look at Boston.
Like Boston.
They don't have two great top five players or three top 10 players. They have a top nine. Like, they come at you in waves. You can't really single out one of those guys. they got so many guys that can create off the bounce that it's hard to stop them. When you look at Joel and Ben, it's like you could actually game plan for that, for those two guys. And that's what's going on. And a lot of people always say, hey, Markel got to get better. Ben got to get better. And I keep saying this, it's Dario. Dario has to go, man. He's not a knockdown shooter.
No, he's not a knockdown shooter, no.
He can't make up his lack of athleticism with being a knockdown shooter. He really doesn't have a purpose of being on the floor because he can't do nothing for you. The reason why he gets them fouls is because he can't stay in front of his man.
And see, so, this is why I wanted him off the bench and J.J. Redick starting and Markelle Fultz. Mm-hmm. But this was at the beginning of last year. Now things have turned the other way. Jay, good to hear from you, man. We'll be hearing from you a lot during the season, I'm sure. Tough night, of course, to start. Dario Šarić, I still believe he will be a starter in this league. But a hard night for him again, trying to find his way for the 76ers. Thanks so much to Benny Odita, Dylan producing the game as well with Benny, and certainly Carl Namoli for the job and the work that he did tonight producing and engineering the game back here at the studio. Thanks to everybody from 6 to 8 and everybody post-game here on the post-up right here on the Fanatic for joining in. I will be back tomorrow at 8 o'clock carrying you until 10, and certainly on Thursday live from the center for Sixers Bulls season opener. Get that first win of the season, right? I'll talk to you tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Have a great night, everybody. Sorry to everyone I couldn't get to on hold. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Birds sit tied for second place in the NFC East with the Cowboys. As week 7 in the NFL is upon us, is it time for a run to separate the Eagles from the division as the Panthers come to town Sunday? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez. Football's back, but that's only the second best news I've got for you today, because, as you know, FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of, finally. FanDuel Sportsbook, they have all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey, but you can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere. But you're only going to be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code, Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code, Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code, Jason, to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause, he's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at turnersvillejeep.com. Oh, did I say turnersvillejeep.com?
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez from my favorite window company, Window Nation. Temperatures are falling fast, and that is a great reminder that your window, pun intended, for getting new windows installed before the holidays and snow hits, is closing. While most window companies are experiencing 12-week lead times,